became extremely dysfunctional. I mean, like, so I barely got, I don't even know how the car got out of it. Got the car home.
Okay, so.
I got in bed and I didn't really get out. By Monday, I could, I was still there and I had to work, and then I just could do a little. And then Tuesday, I had to start a new job. And this thing that broke through on Sunday morning just broke everything open. And it's like lifetimes of stuff are just coming, just one after another after another.
Wow. Okay. And how are you now?
I'm okay. I mean, sort of okay. I can drive at least.
You can drive at least.
I don't have to do anything now. Because everything's happening by itself. So there's nothing for me to do. I just have to sort of be okay. I've been getting up like 2:30 to meditate. Not trying to get up, but that's what's happening.
Yeah, welcome to my life.
And
okay.
But I really felt today was the choice. And that's why I think you tuned into the choice.
Yeah. Well, this is what I will say. And say your name again, please.
Stephen.
It's very good. I mean, in the long term, you really do balance out. That's what I want to say to you. I feel like you just somehow need balance. And like attunement, you know, but you do get there, and like I'm literally seeing like someone surfing the waves. Like you really do learn how to get up on your surfboard and maintain the balance, and do what you have to do. So I will simply call on the masters just to support you through this journey. So I don't know what happened with you not even, or having a concern about driving.
You couldn't. It was a miracle that the car got out.
Wow.
I couldn't get out of bed. I mean, I just.
Wow. I don't know what that was about, to be honest. So I'm just calling on them.
It was like really surreal. The whole
yeah.
thing. But I mean, I was going through this portal and other beings, and then this woman came up to me, and then she said, "Welcome to the fifth dimension." And it was kind of a weird experience.
I bet that was.
She told me that.
Did you go to the acupuncturist? Like,
no, I mean, this is like Sunday. I'm sleeping.
It's exactly what she said. It's just about balancing. It's what I wrote to you.
Right.
Please go. Please go. It'll help you a lot.
I'll call them on.
Does the community acupuncture is cheaper and affordable?
What's that?
Community acupuncture.
Can I?
Community acupuncture.
Community?
Yeah.
Acupuncture?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I'm going
to
go.
They wanted me to send them to this one.
I'm gonna try.
Okay.
Just give it.
All right.
You're doing great. I concur with her. It's like big thumbs up. So there's nothing that's wrong here.
Yeah. In the big picture, it's actually quite positive. So I'm just asking the masters just to kind of watch over you and support you through this journey.
I feel like everything's going to break now.
Everything's going to break?
There was all these barriers. They're all removed. It's like there
yeah,
was
no.
It's been removed.
Yeah, when I tune into you, it really feels positive in the big picture. It really does. You're moving in the right direction. So if you just need any help in driving or anything like that, I'm just asking them to support you through this process. And apparently the acupuncturist would be of help as well, it sounded like.
Yeah.
But in any event, it sounds good. And then did you have a question in addition?
It's so weird. I mean, all this weird, it's like months of stuff is condensed in like days. Like I'm going to be going to Austria.
Mm-hmm.
today was like three job interviews, and the job I thought I was going to take, I feel so wrong I couldn't even ask it as a question. So, like, Spirit had a big plan, but anyway, we'll see what happens.
And say your first name?
Stephen.
I'm going to say the same thing I said the first time I met you, I'm pretty sure. I feel so good about your path. I really do. And I know in the small picture of it and like the mundane linear stuff, it may seem convoluted and all that. But I feel like I do when I tune into Megan, like you're going places. Like in the big picture, everything's really hunky-dory. I really feel that about you. Okay, then. Yeah, I did. Thank you. Oh, Lordy. Oh, my life. Hi. How can we help you?
Hi. Today I did a little bit more focusing. I felt like I was better at focusing to raise my vibration today than I have been in the past.
Great.
Did that help any?
Why would it not help? Or is this like biofeedback? You just want to be sure? Okay. And say your first name?
Otto.
And say it one more time.
Otto.
And say it one more time.
Otto.
Man, every time I mention Abraham, I know like you're just gonna throw a spitball at me. However, Abraham. So doesn't Abraham talk about like that positive focus and stuff like that? In other words, the more, and say your name one more time.
Otto.
The more that, yes to your question, everything that you start taking ownership and mastery most effectively of your wares, in other words, of your energy, of your focus, of your direction, is quite significant. Especially because you're a powerhouse, so you really don't have the freedom to just be like helter skelter with everything, because you affect consciousness literally quite easily. So and that's very good. That's very good to know. So that when you're ready to move forward again, you have the power to do so. They're asking you to apply like a liberal dose of faith. In other words, gosh, when I say this to you, it actually doesn't work though in the way I would like. So what I wanted to say is like to expect good things to happen, like expect the plate to be filled with cookies, like expect blessings, expect. And say your name one more time.
Otto. Yeah, I was watching Abraham today.
There you go. The more that you can, I know this sounds so like, oh my gosh, this is spirituality 101, but it will really help you. The more that you can really count your blessings, I know this is like so old hat, but remember, it's like sometimes we do this and we do this and we do this, and then we forget the first ball that we were juggling. So it's very purposeful to then take all that new energy, all those new resources, and come back to your starting point and now apply it, because when you apply it, you're going to do it at a newer altitude, at a higher vibration. So when you focus on like the gratitude, what you're doing is really acknowledging how the universe follows thought, how the universe follows where your focus is. And as you get excited and as you get enthusiastic about what you're capable of creating or what you're capable of bringing in, How do I say this? I really want you to get this. Otto, say your name again.
Otto.
Gosh, it's like something I read the other day or whatever, and it talked about it. It was someone that was very successful. And he said something like, you know, you really have to believe in the unseen. It's like not believing, it's almost like Joel Osteen, I know, but it's like not believing in just what you see. It's believing in the unseen, because the unseen is always in movement. The unseen is always in movement. And as you understand that you're a creative agent and moving those molecules that you can't see to come into alignment to support your goals, that will harmonize with your good intention. Does that make sense? It really, for whatever reason, is very significant right now. It's like you've got the molecules moving. You've got the energy moving. So now is the time to take advantage of all this like positive focus and positive movement, and to sort of like add sort of like ingredients. Okay, so now I want to add the vanilla. I want to add that, how do I say this? I guess it's faith, but it's also an understanding that you, Otto, are more than just a linear being. You're not just the linear being. You're functioning outside of time and space. You're functioning in the unseen. So that when you understand that, you understand the power that you have to create positive change for yourself, positive movement, positive outcome that doesn't have to do with what's seen. It has to do with who you are in the unseen, who you are beyond time and space. Does that make sense? And say your name again?
Otto.
And say it one more time?
Otto.
It's sort of like believe it before you see it.
Which kind of leads into my next question.
Okay.
So I'm thinking maybe I should spend a little bit more time developing or working on raising my vibe instead of maybe pursuing a job at the moment. How do they feel about that?
Why not do both?
I could try that again.
Gosh. All right, hold on 1 second.
I'm really excited about that.
And say your name one more time?
Otto.
And say it one more time.
Otto.
Instead of calling it a job, why not call it a life experience? When you say job, there's so much negative energy attached to that word. I don't see how seeking out a job is really going to be a positive experience for you in that vibration. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay then. Okay, so what you want to seek out is a new life experience. A new life activity.
Which may not be a job.
Well, it could be a job, but drop the word job.
Life experience.
There you go. It works better for you. It really does. Because when you say job, you just bring forth that entire, when I'm tuning into you, you just bring forth that entire file of every negative job experience you have ever had, including trying to get it, including like everything job means. You want to somehow sprinkle it with fairy dust. You want to make it something that feels proactive, feels attainable, feels relevant, an activity to produce abundance in my life. Anything where it's something that is real, something that's possible, something that you can look forward to claiming. You know, this is an opportunity for new experience, new abundance, anything, but take out job.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Hi.
Thank you for your time.
So I slept 16 hours yesterday and 18 hours today.
Wow. I want your life.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I wouldn't want to. Well, I guess just in a general message, but I did have a specific kind of thing.
Okay. You know, while you're sleeping, you're hanging out in Elder Realms, right?
Apparently, I'm really good at hanging out there.
Yeah, you like it there. They like you there as well. Seriously, you are good there, actually. I'm not the only shaman master floating around these parts. You're very good there, actually. All right, so let me see what your message is. One moment, please. Hold on one quick second. That's vibrating here. Okay. And say your first name?
Michael.
And say it one more time?
Michael.
Thank you. Well, what I will tell you is all your concerns are going to come to pass. This is all temporary. Michael, say it one more time.
Michael.
Gosh. Okay, the good news is it's all temporary. The other good news is it's time to really drop your story. It's time to really drop that level of awareness of Michael that has memory of injury, harm, so let me see how to do that. One moment, please. As I'm figuring this out, what I want to say to you is, gosh, I hate saying this to you because then I have to say it to myself. You don't get to play it both ways. In other words, either you're a linear being with a story, with an agenda, or you're beyond the hurts, how do I want to say it to you? It's like you're beyond that which you experienced. It's like the difference between having a story and remembering the story. So it's not like having a lobotomy that, oh, I don't remember. Like my stepdad had surgery the other day. 3 days later, he didn't remember having surgery. He's 90, so he's got dementia. He did not. Can you imagine how cool was that? Didn't remember going through the whole thing. So it's not like that. So like you're still going to remember the facts, but you're not going to have like the emotional recall is all I can explain to you. You've got quite the divine appointment in this lifetime, and you don't get to play it in lower vibration. When I say lower vibration, I don't mean like you've got low vibes. You don't. You've got really high frequency. What I mean is, it's almost like dropping your linear post. It's dropping your, I don't want to say attachment to this incarnation. I do want to say, like, oh gosh, one moment, please. I want to say, like, attachment to the pain of this incarnation. And you're going to do it where you have memory, but there's no more pain about it. And you just start wearing your cloak of Michael very loosely. Very loosely. So how are you going to go about that? One moment, please. And say your name one more time.
Michael.
They're saying choose to let go. Step one is to choose to let go. You don't have to know how to let go. It's about making the decision to let go. I don't know what will happen after that, but it will, like, the work will be laid out for you. You're quite the sorcerer, by the way. you want to stay on Michael's good side. You're quite the sorcerer. So I don't know if you will just spontaneously self-heal or what, but what I do know is step one is to be willing to let go. I think that's what I said. When I say let go, I mean let go of one moment. It's sort of like letting go of the karma, like letting go of the karmic debt, and it's the karmic debt that you believe you hold, the karmic debt that you believe others hold. So it's kind of like all wrapped up into one. One moment, please. So your higher self is working with you to really, I don't know why I'm being shown this, because you happen to be an attractive man, but when I'm tuning into your higher self, like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And I guess it's just the energy of it, like your energy or your, I guess the purity, like the attractiveness of this energy is just like, it'll just knock you over. I feel like the reason I'm having such a reaction to it is because it's so pure and so egoless. Egoless is what I want to say to you. I really feel like it's like the time has arrived to it's not like you can say, okay, ego be gone, but I do feel like you're being shown, or you will be shown, you will be guided in terms of the full releasing. It has to do with what I said to begin with, which is whatever I said, like to be willing to let go, like whatever I said before. Like that first step is extremely significant. I can't even begin to explain to you how significant it is. It will just, it's almost like your steps are ordered or will be ordered. And so when you take that first step, everything just starts moving. There's one more thing that I need to say to you. It's a little bit like Otto's message in that it requires your faith. It requires your faith in the unseen. Oh, how weird. Well, yeah, you guys are sitting next to each other. Mm-hmm. It requires your faith in the unseen. Oh my God, you should see your higher self. I mean, I'm looking at you, I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna blush. His higher self, oh, we thought David Cassidy was cute, oh my gosh. Your higher self is like, and what they're saying is the reason I'm having such a strong reaction is because it's just all benevolence. Like, it's all just pure, like the purest of the pure. Okay, but getting back to practical, whatever I said, I forget the term now, but that making that decision kind of thing, and the belief in the unseen. And it's time, and it is temporary.
So that maybe dovetails well the question that sort of had to come to this. So I have a unique background. My father died when I was 9 on November 23rd, and 12 years later, my mother was struck by a car on exactly 11/23. And I used to go to their gravesite. And it wasn't until I got to the jungle and the shaman and my many ceremonies that they pushed in that's the golden sequence. 1, 1, 2, 3, 5, 8 is a golden ratio that Michelangelo, Da Vinci, and all cell structures are based on. So 3 days ago, I was invited to meet up with this PhD in mathematics who had written a book on the perfect ratio. Some weird activation that happened between us, and actually just knocked me off the table. So tomorrow's that day. And also there's a very significant person sort of who's been in my life whose child was born on that exact day. Her name is Madison. And so all of a sudden I'm just getting all these things about the perfect ratio. I mean, a lot of it was explained to me by, I just call them the beings. It had mainly to do with my DNA being the perfect ratio. But I was wondering if you could maybe throw something in. Because there's all of a sudden all these things about that. And I was just sort of...
About the perfect ratio?
Well, if there's some message in that, being that it's in a couple hours from now.
Yeah, I kind of figured that when you were talking about that date. I'm like, oh, kind of knew what today's date was. I honestly don't know, my friend, except they're saying to tell you everything's a hologram.
I already know that. I do know.
Somehow that will help you to remember that everything's a hologram. I don't know how, but you will know how. Let me just see if there's anything else. Can't stop looking at your higher self. I know I've seen a picture of this somewhere on my Facebook. I will find this picture for this group. It's just like you're just, oh my gosh. All right, but any other messages? One moment, please. And say your first name. And say it one more time.
Michael.
I don't know what's going on, to be honest. I've got so many light beings with you right now. It's like crazy. And I've got these bright lights going off. They're significant in a way I don't understand. When I see orbs, like I've got like a light going off or a light going off, and then I've got blue lights. I'm just going to keep babbling, hoping for information here. I get blue lights going off. Once in a while, I'll get like a silvery, metallic-y thing going off. Those are kind of fun. But with you, it's like a white light, but it's so brilliant. It's almost like the difference between this, like a white light and an LED white light flashing. It's like just, oh God, it's just different. It's just different. I don't know how else to explain this. I've never seen anything like this before, to be honest. I don't know what it means, but it means something good. Never seen it before, ever. So I've got many beings of light, and I've got these LED flashes of light going off. I don't know how else to explain it. If I can put it in words, it feels more real to me. I don't know how to explain that. When I see orbs and stuff, and I see the flashes of life, I know light, I know it's spirit and all that, I get that. But what I was just experiencing with you, I know this doesn't make sense even, but it just feels more real. I don't know how else to explain this. It was just, you can reach out and touch someone. I can't put it in words what I'm experiencing. It's beyond words. I don't know how that will help you, but I do feel like, I do feel like it's your help somehow. I'll just leave you with that. Amazing experience, though. Amazing. I'll just leave you with that. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Sorry about that. All right. Let me close. Indeed, we are honored. We will leave it at that. You see, you have each pulled a plug. You have each pulled the plug of fear. And you are willing to go beyond expectations, beyond normal travels. Continue along this journey. You will be quite delighted with the support that will arrive. Until next time, we remain. Namaste. Wow.